BP versus Alliance. Two drafts to come in, Trent. We're seeing a little different opening from BP, sort of straight out of there with the silence of first pick. But he's fine. He's prepared as well. Five tangos and a couple of mangoes. He has that regen.
Yeah, they tried a sneaky play by TPing the Tiny from the bottom lane after a long time, but...
Look at this here, a lot of pressure. They know that he took that level 1 essence shift, of course. They're just going to chase him down because of it and get first blood.
If you were forced into this tri-lane for a bit, sure, Brewmaster can't aid in the kills, but Sven's just straight up better, and you see it right there.
That's Sven already, immediately, is in the lane, running down Roger. Roger's gone. Alliance, with these moves, they pick up a second kill already, and now, potentially a third to toss back onto Solo. They've got the damage to do this. They'll chase. Looking to line up the stroke. There's the stun. Allows for an easy connection off the stroke. It's another kill in this top lane. Ramses, he's trying his best to turn. Looking to make it, but the sick charge is there, not enough. The Inkswell stun is there, though. And Alliance, they'll clean up a fourth kill in the first couple of minutes of play. Anyway, this mid lane, though,
it's quite fine
in terms of not dying, but look at the farm, the pressure that's being put onto this storm. VP, this time round, they'll dive in. He pops the fairy fire. Quipus trying to hide, but he cannot escape. VP gets the kill. They do have three heroes down. It's really trying to put the pressure and make sure they can take it away. Mid lane, Quipus. They're getting taken down by a stray Cryptswarp from no one as he...
Well, no one's charging.
He is going in and he's got this very sort of aggressive...
Knew he'd be going over that stride. And no, they're going to get a second up top here under the tower.
Now, Boxy has no escape from this one. Boxy standing up here. There is still a bit of time. Oh no, the exorcism has finished, so no one will not be fighting with that. Quipus trying to get involved here.
No split
here.
He's
going straight forward for this. The global stuns is going to come out in return. Shackles are there from Roger. Quipus just straight up dead. I mean, this is a very under-farmed storm trying to get involved there. That's been incredibly forced by Quipus.
If there's heroes that I'm trying to play with right now, it's my Tiny and it's my Brewmaster when he has split. Not when I'm still waiting for it to come back.
Straight in. Back to the bottom lane, Roger, TP's over, drops down the Serpent Wars. Mikke getting control, Pyramid to Passion, Avalanche does come from Tiger, now Will Keepers, it was the Aethershock! Roger finishes off the kill onto Mikke, and now Tiger's left alone. Ramses hunting him down, he'll back up to full by the Heavenly Grace. Tiger,
the wards are still there, buddy.
He's got very little way of getting out of this, indeed, coming back into range off the Serpent Wars. Tiger, he'll try his best to escape. He is getting out for another Avalanche, but Ramses, can he get back on top? He can with the help of the Hex. Surely Roger disables him once more. Tiger makes them work for it, but they will still get him. Whilst no one and Pasha and maybe a little more vulnerable. But TP's
right,
coming in.
Silence.
Let's see if they can burst him. Straight away, onto Norma. The global silence is down immediately. Heals there from Pasha. And no one heavily graced up. The silence, the siphon as well. He's just having a chase down point. But Boxy will still get the primal split out. But what can he do with it? He's lost his storm.
Make a call to get back.
They've just got to retreat with this split.
Again, Ramsey's just in the forefront here. I mean, they made the call a while ago, Alliance. They were pinging the high ground, saying, listen, we are not defending that tower. Man. That tower is a trap for us.
Now, this defense, this is sort of a big ask. There's Serpent Wars, there's Exorcism.
Well, at what point do you
what
play?
What do you do?
They got the BKB. Ramsey's maybe a little deep, but he has the Aegis.
We have to remove the stuns, but the Inkswell actually stun connects before. Can they keep him alive with the burst? Yeah, they can. The save there. Pasha gets in with a mech and will allow Ramsey to get the Shadow Dance off, start to retreat. Foxy put the Primal Split. Tiger jumps in with a combo. They'll be able to bring Ramsey down the once. Now, Mikke's trying to turn towards no one. PKB popped as well.
Oh, beautiful. That silence. He stopped the Soulbind.
It will still come out. Gets the two-man connection onto both Ramsey's and no one. Mikke trying to charge it, but he's so low. He just runs into his own death. They lose Mikke. They lose Foxy. The GA was still there. Ready to pop. Now it's out. They turn with the shackles. They've held down Tiger. Tiger cannot escape.
Oh, it was so good by Solo. He didn't pop the silence. We saw the global coming. He didn't pop it. And the hardest part about a fight like that is now you have to get aggressive and try and get them with some of these cooldowns or missing the side of Virtus Pro.
We go in the mid. Tiger is there with the counterplay. Just jumping with the combo onto Roger. Roger. He's going to be safe now by Pasha's mech. Another heal out as well.
Another!
They'll keep after alive. Pasha with the saves and no one. Straight up with the silence. The ult to counter the TP of Insania. He's held behind. They'll get Insania. They'll get Tiger. They'll get Boxy. VP once again taking everything and losing nothing. As up to the base they go once more. Looking for another pushback. Back in the river. Roger. Oh, he's found Quipus, but that's a solo kill. On to Quipus.
Oh, the preemptive tip as well. Very nice from no one.
And Ramsey's starting to chip away at Boxy.
Well, we love silver linings and casting, and they do have a tier 2 top. Oh, the blink right in from Ramsey.
He's going to try and get on top of Tiger. There's the combo. The silence down from two of them. Jump four from Mickey. Trying to chase down Ramsey, but the chance is there with the save. Heavenly Grace on Ramsey. Soulbind is out upon them. They get the silence out as well. Onto Noah, but the global's there to put a stop to any other follow-up. They're trying to kill off Noah, but the heels are too strong. GA's out. They charge strike forward. Oh. The Serpent onto Mickey. Tiger will be able to get the toss back. Trying to save Mickey, but Ramsey's, he's already there on top of them. Pounce down. Koifa zips in, zips out. Tries to get back in towards Ramsey. The pass out there. Boxy does chase. He has been able to kill off Ramsey. Ramsey's is dead. But still, the shackles lay there from Roger. Binding down Koifa. They get Ramsey's. It's pretty much the best trade Alliance has had all game. But they need more than that. Tiger jumping in. Combo followed up by the X-Well. They're on top of Pasha. Can they kill that Omni Knight? No, they cannot. The heels are out. He can walk himself away. Silence onto Tiger. No one charging him with a siphon. Tiger's dead. Boxy cannot TP out. Another cancel with the Yule Setter. Throws him up. Silence again from Noah. Clips the two of them.
Tiger.
Hexed out as well. On to Tiger, who pulled back for this. He'll get an avalanche out, but Rogers just running them down. Looking to blast them with that Aethershock when available. Insania's attention drawn towards the Shaman. But they've lost Tiger again. Insania has no way of getting back home apart from in a casket. 25-9, 13k lead. But that's trying to hold us, the four of them. A Virtus Pro relentless with this push. 27 minutes in, looking to be on the verge of claiming Mega Creeps. Mickey goes for the jump in. Ramsey's able to get the Dark Pact off in time. There's the BKB. No one able to chase down Boxy. The silence out as well. Koifa is going to zip in. Does get on top of Ramsey's, but Ramsey's, he gets the shadow on top. Looks towards Insania. Roger jumps forward. There'll be a buyback immediately from Boxy in this attempt to turn things around. Ramsey bounces away. Insania silence up again. No one clipping the three of them with the silence. Mickey's dead. Koifa surrounded. GG is finally called as VP looking to be on top form.
Coming out of that draft.
There's very, very few mistakes. Game one was certainly a tough one for Alliance. They've switched up a little bit. Something's coming through again. They're relying on that storm.
That is for sure. Well, in fact, he's looking for the Storm Spirit because they're going to send a Tidemen versus the Lone Turret.
Okay. Well, bottom lane. Bit of a kickoff around the rune spot. Tiger will be able to grab the bounty. They will get the Fissure block off onto Roger. Looking for those body blocks. Roger is surrounded. And Alliance will get first blood. Goes the way of Insania. Tiger just able to survive against the poison. One more bit is there, but it shouldn't be enough. Just a one stack. That final sort of overload hit was not available. Then Alex, you look towards Ramsey's again.
Yeah.
Tiger goes in. They've got that early level in the vortex with the drag back. Stick charges a pop from Ramsey's, but they've got the damage. Alliance, they'll clean up both kills on the bottom lane.
I mean,
time up top.
Because of Roger, right? Being up here.
Boxy with that block off. Roger's taking a lot of hits from the tower. Tiger,
wow.
Easily able to kick him off.
Alliance, the crowd is silent.
I think they actually are.
Not a word coming out down there.
No. As Boxy and Tiger, they run down no one. They've got the control. Boxy will fall, but no one loses his life for it. That's some hefty XP for Tiger.
They're going to move Boxy in the mid.
Yeah, switch up of the lanes. Koifa's going to head up top. He's got those levels. He's got that advantage. He can put the pressure on down bottom. They do manage to get the kill on the SD. Mickey, he's got those discharges. He's got the 4-6 as well. Dragging back Roger. It's two more kills for Alliance down here. Now Ramsey's, he's on the retreat. Tiger rolls in. There's the roof from Insania. Ramsey's has the stick charger, but Mickey's still got so much mana to play with. Doesn't quite get another overload hit onto Ramsey's though. So Ramsey's will be able to hide in the trees. Tiger's still hunting. He'll try and kick his way out as he clears off the tree line. Roger, look at the lineup of stun. Mickey, he's full health and full mana, so can look to help out Tiger. Roger has the stun connection, but Mickey dragging the Nyx Assassin away from Tiger. Tiger's going to be able to roll himself away. A silence as well. Clutch
wow.
On Tomo to stop the disruption from cancelling that roll away. Great play from Tiger on the ES. As Mickey, he's still got some mana to go here. They stun him up, but Ramsey's is falling ever so low. The vortex is there. They'll kill Ramsey's, and Mickey, he's fine. The turnaround from Tiger rolls back in onto Solo. And always mana to play with from that CM, from the stick charges mid lane. Koifa.
Yeah, trying to watch out for the root here as no one is to get
Fisher. The Fisher hits Blink's on cooldown for 8 seconds. They can focus him down.
Oh, he's so close.
He has the Sonic Wave. Turn. Boxy's dead.
Oh, he just got the Echo.
And now Koifa's got a run, but Solo, he has the control with the destruction. Koifa needs to go for the TP out, but there's the Ravage. Pasha's not messing around. Cancels the TP. No one will get the double kill.
They're trying so hard to get those kills on the ramp. He's far behind. He is alongside
Boxy. He's getting Toba Pop, but he's able to just drop down the Echo Sound. The backup there for Tiger. The silence over the two of them. No one's dead. Boxy's backing away. Will get taken out by Pasha. With the TP from Insania, do they have the damage to bring down the Tide?
Oh, he's a beefy boy.
They have got some magical to throw out in a second. The Urn broke down upon him once again. Tiger, he has the control, has the damage. Double kill.
Flown Druid in the sense of like, he's not just going for the max Midas radiance or anything. He's just good. He's got phase boots, he's got masks, he's got a blight zone. And they're going right on solo, but at the same time, mid lane, you can see.
There's the opening. Tiger coming in from the side as well. It was not expected. They had ward vision.
They're going to get two.
That smoke usage from Tiger.
Roger.
He heads up, but he's under the sentry. They'll open with the root. Straight away, the silence for Tiger. And bam, they've got the control and damage.
She's almost there, but not quite. And she will get initiated on.
Making. The lead in, Boxy just able to go for the walk in. Echo Sound Tiger as well, rocking around onto the back lines. And straight away, Rapasha reacts. Does get a four man ravage. Do they have the damage to take out any members of the lines? It's Tania. He just goes for the ult. They've already killed off two. Pasha's trapped in the AoE damage of it all. Mike chasing him down. Tiger's going to be able to offer up the extra disable as well, if it's even needed. The Vortex trackback's there. There's the slow for Tiger. Roll forward, lands the stun. Three dead.
So they're probably going to play a little bit more defensively. They could probably go for the BKB before the blink. Well, this would be a good kill.
He's got a big find here. They found the bear. They're going in, but the bear's got back of Koi Fight. He's got the team in his stadium again. These huge ults that finally cancel it with the disruption. But they've already lost the Nyx Assassin. They've lost Ramzes as well. And Tiger, the magnetizer upon them all, rolls in, kicks solo out of the game. Pasha, lockdown, surrounded. Alliance will get the three. Can they get the fourth? He's tanky. Tiger's roll forward will be juked by Pasha. They're chasing him. It's a long, slow audience.
Keep on backstroking.
Tiger looking for the block off. Kicks Pasha back into the vortex of Mickey. Pasha will fall.
And he still just cannot get away from this.
I don't think we've seen a single... Well, we saw the one Sonic Wave mid when he had the backup from his team, but he hasn't been able to offer anything else.
Boxy.
Boxy's in for the jump for Roger, trapped up by the Bishop. They got the root on him as Roger. Very... little escape potential as that's another Koi for picking it up with the Radiant Spurn damage. No gold, no impact on the side lane Quap. Jump four from Boxy. They catch another. Solo, he's got a disruption. They do have the stun. They're trying to turn with the demonic purge. Pull forward as well.
There's a slam here.
They have the Kuma boy this time.
Whoa.
VP strike back.
That was scary.
The combo's there. They get two caught. They get three. Insania dead as well. VP. They will hit back hard. With the combo, they go, but Pasha still being poked upon. They aren't going to try and fight this man. Pasha, as you say, Ravage is going to come out. See if they can turn, focus down the front lines as immediately they're on top of Tiger. Tiger will fall. See if they can move on to the next one. Boxy still just jumping in, committed, but the Sonic Wave from no one knocks them back. Boxy's dead. Jump in as well. Yule's control's there. Insania's trying for the ult, but the Spike Carapace puts a stop to it. Insania, focus down. Fear from Quaifa's Bear comes out, but it won't be enough to save the CM as the poison ticks in down low. No one gets the final touch. And now the ability to push onto this tier 1 tower. We'll see if Alliance are able to fight around this at the moment. Boxy's still pushing on the top lane. He's now going to TP back over to the shrine.
Just digging out of the tower.
He's going to start things off. Rolls in. Does get disrupted. BP's down in the back of the Pasha has the Ravage. He can just hold the four here. Jump in from Ramzes with the BKB in the God Trick. They've got Tiger. The stun on the bear. Catches the real lone druid. Two quite for still able to get away. Now Mickey goes for the Demon Boxy. He's in with the slap of the Ravage. Kipasha with the counterplay. The Sonic Wave onto the three of them. Ramzes turns as well. Cleaving the ball. Mickey still has enough mana to be able to zip back to safety. But Insania chased down. Ramzes gets the double.
If they can get out of here, it's
the
step on
the Boxy. Shaker as well on the back of it all. Plays into the Ravage. But each and every time VP taking such a huge wheel off the back of it. The kick's there. Tiger able to push Quaifa up into the base. Tiger as well able to run away. Good disengage to keep those two alive. But overall VP close up the
game.
What's he doing with these poor decisions to try and take fights?
The composure of Virtus Pro here to identify what they have to do. Ravage, Sonic Wave, and then of course Ramzes.
He's jumping in. Tiger's trying to commit as well. They're still holding on to that buyback on Mickey, but already jumping on the Boxy. He'll try and jump back, but in Ramzes goes. The BKB committed. Boxy's dead for 50. Stuns out onto Tiger. VP overrunning the Ice Spirit as well. Two dead on Alliance without buyback. They're still just trying to make sure that Mikke doesn't have to fight back here.
They gotta get back. I mean, there's towers in the other lanes.
As VP taking back control of this game, the lead is now theirs.
Worried about potential vision. There is a ward over on that high ground there from Alliance.
She's just looking. I mean, at what point of the game it was what, like 23-7 or something for Alliance, and now 20-26. VP showing that they don't need to dominate from the start. They can swing round a game that looked to be a hard one for them, but their plays and their timing of the fights that they've been able to take.
That was a hero.
That's insane, and a hero without buyback. No CM for this defense. And on the side, they found an opportunity. Mikke, he tries to go for the hit, but he gets caught up by the spike carapace. Now we'll put the BKB
to
the ravage again.
It's got Sonic
Wave on to three. Every single time, Pasha just breaking any sort of combo that Alliance try to present in these fights. Boxy dead as well. They've got buyback for Boxy, and Stania does now have the availability to buy back himself.
Well, there's one downside to the Aghanims over the Blink Dagger. Getting hit mid-air into what looks like a good Echo Slam. Just caught by a tendril of the Tidehunter.
And here's the push into the base. VP looking to take another set away from Alliance. As Alliance, they're holding on. Now they'll use the Boxy buyback. VP trying to go in as the straightaway. Mikke zips straight to the back lines. Will get himself out away from Roger. Roger tries for the start. Boxy goes for the vortex control. Quite good with the bear. Starting to send the back with that bear. The Fisher gets the ball. Boxy jumps in. Echo Slam onto the two. Focus on Roger, but Rousey, the BKB's out. Turns on to Boxy. Boxy jumping in again. Moves over towards Roger. Nick's assassin. The zip forward. Insania goes for the ult. They've burned the Aegis out of no one. Can they get anything more, though? Ramsey's trying to escape. Tiger looking for the chase. Down, but the Duke's the real. Ramsey's heads up. Can they cancel his TP? Do they have anything? It's not there in time. Ramsey's is out. Boxy jumps in. The chase is there for Roger. Roger getting the stun, though. He's still able to get back. Boxy's still chasing forward. With that, Aghanims will get Roger as well.
There it is. A high ground one sneakily in the bottom right.
Boxy. They found him outside of the base. Silence as well. Boxy's down 100 seconds.
Again, another ward on that high ground.
And his buyback still on cooldown for 4 minutes.
Mana right now.
Okay. Trying to poke around here. Don't go for that hit whilst the
crap is up here.
He's getting his mana burn as well, Silence. He has the BKB, a little bit of mana to play with. He's not going to pop it, though. Accepts his death. We'll buy back immediately. Inside the base, Ramsey. He's on top of the bear. Quite fast.
To
clear off in time, Mikke's going to go for the leader with the drag back of the vortex. Tiger rolls forward as well. Pasha holding on to the Ravage for now. Mikke's committed with the BKB. Magnetize out for Tiger. He'll go for the audience standing, but he gets stunned up. The Sonic Wave again for Noah. Knocks them both back. Insane, he is dead. Buy back from the CM. Roll forward onto Tiger. Tiger explodes inside of the base. Will buy back. Pasha still has the Ravage.
Oh, they just want Mikke to zip in there one more time. He knows he can't afford to. There's too much control to that BKB. But they have to go for something. This is it. This
They're
is Megas.
They're taking the Megas. 25 seconds now. Boxy the Silence again. Followed up by Roger Stun. Jump ball for now. There's the Ravage catching them out. That's it, Edstorm. Everybody falls. GG is called. And VP take game two. 2-0. They'll take this series against Alliance. And Alliance, I think they got to be kicking themselves a little bit off.